pulled the woman to safety. Mr. Ellison swam around to shallower rocks and climbed out. He was given dry clothes and warm drinks by grateful villagers. He said the student, who is from Wuhan and attends Chongqing University, was shaken by...
Unix system.
Folks, let's see if we can get out. All right, so I think I found a place. Let's check with Khan. Can you hear me okay? If you can hear me, then this is the new place. I am on the roof of the other parking garage. It is one story taller. It's also much further away from my desk. As you could tell, I had to play two songs to get here. But now that it looks like it's pretty dead out here, also the topography or the geography of the area is different too, which is probably good. I'm walking because I'm looking for shade. It's nope. Oh well. Let's check on calm. Trying to be able to see the screen, but in the sunlight it's hard to see. Ah, okay, cool. Hi OptiFX, Jeff, X2180, Itsuho. Oh yeah, abort, retry, fail, Stug. Thank you so much for being here. Howdy everybody. Alright, well, today is September 7th, 2022. And it is 1913 UTC. We're already about halfway through the show, and we haven't even really started. I'm walking around trying to find a shady spot, but none are forthcoming. The other part is finding a shady spot that's also not too glaringly obvious that someone is out here just hanging out. Oh! I don't think I'm allowed to take a photo, or I would. Essentially, on the roof, on both roofs of the garages, there's a large red standpipe with a valve and a pressure gauge. And next to the valve with the pressure gauge is a large cement block. And on the other garage, that's where I sit. And on this garage, I just found the other valve next to a big cement block. All right. So, hello, hello. I'm going to run through the news with you today and try and get through it. The short update for me is I found my GoPro. It had I thought I had left it in a hotel in New Jersey on a recent motorcycle trip. But when I finally emptied out my saddlebags, it's been like a month, but I finally took the liner out of my saddlebags. And apparently I missed the bag when I was putting the camera away. And so it just fell down, and so it was trapped between the liner and the case. So I was able to use that. The other thing is I found a music instrument rental store that does like DJ equipment. And so all the synthesizers I was looking at, they have them for rent. So I can rent a synthesizer. So many cars, I'm sorry. They have a synthesizer for rent. That's real cheap, so I can rent the synths for like 10 bucks a piece and then check it out. So we'll do that. Bees are good and ducks are good, so I like both of these. But yep, I'm gonna join in. I'm gonna be part of the synth universe soon. So watch out, world. I'm coming for you. All right, so let me go ahead and launch up the news machine and we'll get started here. Of course, there's some important news and some not as important news to share. I always like to mention the death first, because anytime somebody dies, anytime there's death, premature death, it's kind of a bummer. It's a sad thing. You know, the circle of life is about going in a circle. You're born, you live, you die. All right. If you are listening to the show and if you're listening at all today, I'm probably not going to make it through all the news. So if you would like, if you're listening in the future, or if you just can't listen to the whole show, or whatever reason, if you would like, you can tune in to, you can go to tx0.org/19q. This is all lowercase. tx0.org/19q. That's tangoxray0.org/19Quebec. And if you do that, that will take you to my one tab with all of the news that we're going to talk about, or try to talk about. So first, an update. In Hong Kong, you may have remembered we talked about the children's books that had offensive depictions or bad drawings. A Hong Kong judge has found 5 speech therapists guilty of publishing seditious children's books. Their books are about sheep trying to hold back wolves from their village and were interpreted by authorities as having an overtly political message. After a two-month trial, a government-picked national security judge said their seditious intention was clear. It comes amid a crackdown on civil liberties since 2020, when China imposed a new security law. Beijing has said the law is needed to bring stability to the city, but critics say it's designed to squash dissent. The law makes it easier to prosecute protesters and reduces the city's overall autonomy, while also increasing Beijing's influence over political and legal decisions Made in the City. So, in one of three books, a village of sheep fight back against a group of wolves who are trying to take over their settlement. In another one, the enemy attackers are portrayed as dirty and diseased wolves. Hong Kong still being punished for asserting themselves. In Ethiopia, more than 60 are dead in a massacre, the Human Rights Commission reports. More than 60 people were killed in late August in a new massacre in Ethiopia's Oromia region. The country's largest and most populous, the Ethiopian Human Rights Commission, or EHRC, said Tuesday. Oh, I forgot I had a notebook in my pocket. Oh, and I had $20 in there. Well, that's cool. Uh-oh. The security car just drove by on the street below and looked at me suspiciously. He'll be coming to bug me up here, too. I gotta find a spot that I'm not exposed to the air, I guess. Anyway. Oh, and now the guy on foot is walking up. That's funny. Anyway. They said that more than 60 people were killed and more than 70 injured, and home and livestock were looted. More than 20,000 people were displaced by the attacks, which targeted several communities in the district between August 29th and 31st, after the security forces deployed in the area left for another location. So, this is disturbing and scary. It's really sad that Ethiopia is having so much trouble like this. Hey, Fade, welcome. Howdy, thanks for the pluses. I will synthesize when I get home eventually. And hey, Sinosir, welcome. Thank you for sharing the link. I appreciate it. Alright, so that's what's going on there in Ethiopia. Sorry, it's hot. It's hot outside. And the security guard indeed was walking by and just watching me. I must talk loud. I don't know how loud I am, because there's no one else out here whenever I'm out here. Anyway, I guess I'm gonna start walking. I don't want to stay in one place, I guess. Gotta keep moving. Landslides caused by heavy rains in Uganda killed at least 15 people. Yep, that's right. Red Cross on Wednesday said that at least 15 people were killed. Oh, I can't see the screen in this direct sunlight. It's very hard. At least 15 people were killed in western Uganda after a landslide brought on by heavy rains and burned their homes. Rescuers continue to dig through the mud in search of survivors. Very sad. And in Ukraine, Saki Airfield. Ukraine claims Crimea blasts responsibility after denial. I don't know if I'm going to get used to... It's one of those things where, like, I thought Ukraine was just... I was naively thinking in black and white. Where I was like, oh, the Ukraine's all good and the Russia is all bad. But... we know that's not the case, right? Anyway, Ukraine has claimed responsibility for a series of airstrikes on Crimea after a month of uncertainty over who was behind them. One of the attacks, which took place in early August, targeted Russia's Saki military base and killed one person. Ukraine had refused to acknowledge its role and even blamed them on Russian soldiers' discarded cigarettes. Ugh, I can't read in the light. I'll just describe what I'm seeing. It's very warm. It's 29 degrees C. There's a light wind, probably, I don't know, 1 or 2 miles an hour blowing my way. I'm sweating profusely. There's no bug life, no animal life that I can see. I do see a large field of solar panels on the roof of the building across the way. Lots of high gauge lightning grounding cable. And some construction noise. I'm making my way to a garage exit. Haha. I hear something. See what it is. Trying to identify a sound. Okay, just figured it out. Appears that and a remarkable distance away, I guess because I'm up on the roof, but I don't know, quarter mile away, there's some lawn maintenance happening. Anyway, I walked across, I've made it across the parking garage. Whew, I'm sweaty. But on this side, it is shaded. But I can't sit on the concrete brick or concrete like spot because there's a metal, there's a power conduit that is taller than the brick. So if I sat on it, I would. let me see, is comm still active? It is. SMJ suggesting I do a sovereign citizens protest, and Jeff points out I am indeed being suspicious if I'm walking around broadcasting. The thing is, I don't have an external antenna. The giveaway that I'm broadcasting something is that I'm reading news from my phone. And I'm talking in a non-conversational way. I'm not sure if people follow that or notice that. I never knew I can see part of the city skyline from here. That's a trip. Austin's growing, folks. Ugh, there's no wind here. I'm sorry, this has been a train wreck of a show. Womp womp. Meow, meow. Meow, meow. Meow, meow, meow. I wish I could work at the kitten factory. That seems like a fuzzy place, especially while that equipment's down. Tobe put in the PO, but I don't know when it's going to get approved. Alright, now that I'm in the shade, even though there's no wind, let's try and go through some headlines, because we got a whole 5 minutes left. what other headlines should you know about? Well, the Dutch city of Haarlem, I don't know if that's pronounced properly, it's H-A-A-R-L-E-M, so it looks like Haarlem, one of the spots in New York City, but it's got an extra A, so it might be like Haarlem, or Haarlem, I don't know how double A sounds in Dutch, but it's said to become the first in the world to ban advertisements for most meat because of its impact on climate change. The city of 160,000 people near Amsterdam have agreed to outlaw ads for intensively farmed meat on public places like buses, shelters, and screens from 2024. The move was approved by the city council in November, but went unnoticed until last week when a councillor announced he had officially notified advertising agencies. It will be the first city in the Netherlands, and in fact Europe and indeed the world, to ban bad meat ads in public places, Ziggy Clauses, councillor for the Green Links Party. Excuse me, Groen Links or Green Left Party, who drafted the motion, told AFP. abort retry fail says I should bring a cup of Wendy's chili with me. And there used to be a dude around here who'd sit outside the Wendy's and have a conversation with his chili at lunchtime, and everyone just left him alone. hello, Tobe. Welcome, welcome. So yeah, so they're banning meat advertisements there. Netflix has been warned, Saudi Arabia and GCC warned streaming giant over violating Islamic values. And to be honest, I thought GNU compiler collection when I saw that, and I thought maybe Netflix was violating some kind of like copyright or some kind of licensing rule. No. Gulf Arab states have demanded that Netflix remove all content deemed to violate Islamic and societal values and principles. Recent material, including that made for children, contravened regulations. Saudi and Gulf Cooperation Council media watchdogs warned in a statement. It didn't provide any further detail, but Saudi state TV showed blurred clips from animated show Jurassic World Camp Cretaceous, in which two teenage girls confess they love each other and kiss. Footage from the controversial French film Cuties also featured in the report by Al Ekbaira TV, along with a caption accusing Netflix of being cinematic cover for immoral messages that threaten the healthy upbringing of children. Another video alleged that the streaming service was promoting homosexuality by focusing exclusively on homosexuals. The channel also interviewed several public figures who made similar accusations and called on the authorities to take immediate action. So, Saudi Arabia, and I guess really what it is theocracies be theocracin, or whatever the right word would be for that. Yeah, abort, retry, fail, you're right. I think that when it comes to the meat story, it's more about doing what you can as a city, right? Like, the city can't really, doesn't have enough power to make, like, an impact on the world, but it can have an impact on, like, meat consumption and stuff, I guess. X2180 points out, Froggy me, you're very funny. I wish I broadcast from a pillow. My audio quality is hot dog water out here in the field. I was thinking about buying I did buy a couple of headsets, but whenever I started noticing the security guards, I thought, you know what? It would probably be even more obnoxious.